That is why we call them the Seattle Mariners, by the way. Thank you, Chairman Wicker, and thank you for holding this important hearing today, and welcome to the witnesses. Thank you for being here to bring more attention to the needs of investment in our maritime sector. I'm happy to welcome our witness from Washington, Ms. Erickson. Thank you so much for being here. You've been part of the maritime economy in our state for a long time, and representing the Sailors Union of the Pacific today, we thank you for that. I know we are going to talk about workforce. The chairman mentioned it, but I'm sure you'll bring a particular perspective to that in your testimony. The United States maritime transportation system is critical to our nation's economy and to our security, with 90% of overseas trade entering or leaving by the U.S. by ship, contributing $650 billion annually to our GDP. This is a very important part of our economy, with 13 million jobs nationwide. The large freight network supports more than 40 million jobs nationwide, and these jobs fuel an entire economy, supporting trade and the movements of goods. In the state of Washington, we know this because we have nearly 70,000 direct jobs. The chairman mentioned the indirect jobs also associated with that sector. And so you see the large economic footprint that we've had in the past. So whether it's ports connecting to freight corridors, warehouse sector, maritime, shipbuilding, cruise operations, we know the value of the maritime sector in the state of Washington. But despite the importance of moving freight and investing in freight infrastructure, that investment continues to lag. According to the National Association of Manufacturers 2019 Building to Win report, more than 70% of manufacturers do not believe our infrastructure can respond to the competitive needs of a growing economy. Americans are losing thousands of dollars every year because of crumbling infrastructure, and the American Society of Civil Engineers rates our infrastructure at D+. Accordingly, the World Economic Forum report ranks the United States 9th in infrastructure quality. Other countries know the importance of infrastructure investment, and we need to keep pace. The 2015 FAST Act took a big step towards addressing our freight infrastructure challenges with a multimodal freight program, and I thank Senator Thune and others for helping to get that done. However, we need to do more in this area. We must support our domestic maritime industry with a strong U.S. maritime workforce. I look forward to working with the chairman on this particular issue. The mariners are an essential part of our economy, and they are critical to meeting our transportation needs and our military needs. In recent years, the Merchant Marine has also provided essential support for the Department of Defense missions during devastating storms like Hurricane Katrina, Rita, and Superstorm Sandy. But despite the benefits the Merchant Marine has provided, it's at a crossroads. The U.S. flag fleet has experienced a decline, and we are facing serious shortage of mariners, and we need to make sure that we're making the investment in the workforce of mariners a key priority. In addition to the strong support of the Jones Act, this committee should consider supporting investments in vessel recapitalization programs. The Pacific Northwest Fishing Fleet has begun efforts to rebuild its vessels in American shipyards, which supports thousands of jobs, and obviously rebuilding and capitalization of both the Coast Guard and NOAA fleets is another big area of infrastructure need that we need a workforce. One particular point I want to make is that while we have secured the first heavy polar ice breaker funding in decades, I want us to authorize even more. It's imperative that our nation understand that we are an Arctic nation, that this is an entire new transportation path with many opportunities for us to forge new relationships. But to do that, we will have to have an ice-breaking fleet. So I look forward to working on that issue with many of my colleagues on this committee. The United States must also provide certainty for a workforce by developing a national maritime strategy that identifies the increase in the availability of UF ships to ensure that merchant mariners and qualified men and women are there to help with the challenges of increasing cargo and capacity. We must continue to bolster and support the shipbuilding industry on this infrastructure issue, which I know many of the witnesses will address today. So, Mr. Chairman, whether it's developing the workforce, focusing on infrastructure, supporting shipyards, supporting the Coast Guard, or new shipbuilding for the fishing sector, I know there's a lot our committee can do to help this particular sector of the U.S. economy. So I look forward to hearing from the witnesses today and looking forward to suggestions on how we help this transportation sector of our economy.
Thank you, Senator.